From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. Today, the Securities and Exchange Commission voted to change the way mutual funds are governed, despite strong opposition from the industry. The chairs of mutual fund boards will now be more independent from companies that manage the funds. Backers of the reform call it good for shareholders, and one of the more substantive reforms to come out of the mutual fund scandal. NPR's Chris Arnold reports.
The move will force changes at the top of thousands of individual mutual funds around the country. Some 80% of mutual funds have board chairmen who are also senior executives at the fund's parent company. SEC Chairman William Donaldson today said that situation creates a conflict of interest. He said an independent chair will be better able to enforce the reforms that have resulted from the mutual fund scandal.
I believe that this is the capstone decision, if you will, to create a corporate governance structure that has the independence to execute those rules.
Mutual fund board chairmen and three-quarters of board members will now be required to be independent of their fund's management company. Mercer Bullard is a University of Mississippi law professor and a shareholder rights advocate. He says the move by the SEC is needed because currently on the boards of many mutual funds, there's a fox minding the henhouse.
Fortunately, however, in most cases, the fox's interests are aligned with these hens because fund managers do better when their funds do better. But there are occasions on which their interests diverge.
The mutual fund scandal showed that some companies that manage mutual funds have made many millions of dollars by cheating average investors and allowing improper trading. Bullard says the managers also have an incentive to charge investors excessive fees. Historically, each mutual fund has had its own board of directors, which is supposed to protect investors' interests. And Bullard says those boards will be better able to do their job now that their chairman won't be beholden to the fund managers.
It is imperative that that board be very independent and that the chairman who sets the agenda for its meetings be independent. The fund directors are the first defense for fund shareholders, and they're in the best position to get inside the fund managers' books and see what's actually going on. If they don't do their jobs, it becomes much more difficult for anyone else to catch on to the kinds of frauds that we've witnessed.
But while the reform did pass today, the SEC was divided. The agency's two Republican commissioners voted against it. Commissioner Paul Atkins spoke out about a lack of empirical evidence proving that requiring independent chairmen would make any difference.
We have decided that what might have been helpful at some funds that have betrayed their shareholders must apply to all funds. Gut feelings are not a sufficient basis to reorganize the boardrooms of most of the mutual funds in this country.
For his part, investor advocate Mercer Bullard cautions that for the reform to really make a difference, the SEC will have to get more aggressive about holding mutual fund boards accountable. He says so far, the SEC has taken almost no action at all against the boards overseeing mutual funds that have been implicated in the fund scandal. Chris Arnold, NPR News.